ever heard God speak. God said, son, tonight, I want you to tell the people that God is a killer. Is a killer. Is a killer. Is a killer. Is a killer.
I like the killer.
I thought, I've read that in the Bible. Where is it? God said,
I can no longer sit back and allow. Communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
I like those ripples.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, like they said, I like the scribbles. My name's Chris. It's, what is it, June 1st today? June 2nd? I believe it's June 2nd now. Any of you out there, you give a shit. My birthday's coming up in about a month, so you've got 28 days left. I'd like to give a shout out actually to Pat. Good friend Pat. His birthday is in fact tomorrow, June 3rd. Happy birthday, Patrick. Coming up on tonight's show, we've got, let's see, Dead Air. I'm going to forget some things. I'm going to play some stuff I won't remember later. And I'm going to say some more. If you want to give us a call here or give me a call here at the studio, my number is 822-2487. That spells UBC-CITR. And, of course, you got to put a 604 on the front because we're living in the 90s now. We've got 10-digit dialing. And, yeah, enough of me talking. I'm going to put on some local CITR talent, Value Village people. If this is off their album, what is this called? Extreme Makeover Audio Edition. We're going to hear the track Born Somewhere Over the River. If you like this, check out worthyrecords.com or get right to the source and go to members.shaw.ca/ecorps. Alternatively, you could go to myspace.com/valuevillagepeople.
Recently, I've been doing some research for an album that I'm planning to do. And I came across what is one of the finest songs I think ever written. But I thought I couldn't sing it. Because it's identified with one of the greatest singers who ever lived. But the lyrics felt so right, so relevant tonight that what the hell, I decided to sing it.
Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow
with unbearable sorrow. Born free as the moon river and me.
Thank you.
looked at life that way.
The fact is that the great majority of the emotionally normal and healthy young people of our time still maintain a standard of continence before marriage and monogamy and fidelity within marriage. A high percent of those who are making all the noise trying to convince us to go another way are an emotionally disturbed, often psychoneurotic minority. They influence many others. Some people are simply mistaken. Those nations who have reached the highest peak of creativeness, culture, wealth, education, and stability have consistently been those who have maintained a delay in entering into full sexual activity while young people are preparing for full adulthood, and then have restricted sexual activity to the monogamous embrace of marriage. Cultures in which free love has existed have never really gotten anywhere. And major nations who have gone the way of free love and promiscuous sexual involvement have soon decayed and been overthrown by more vigorous, stronger cultures.
At the beginning of the reasons here, it was that the ultimate physical expression of love is to go farther on than just kissing, and instead of cutting it off, otherwise it's physically frustrating if you quit, and along this line, I think we ought to be realistic and take a look at marriage. It's going to be open field day every day in marriage. Well, I think you have to be realistic. There's days when husband is traveling. There's times of illness. There's times right before the baby's born or postpartum. There are other times maybe when wife has been up all night with a sick baby and has had, you know, an exhausting day, and the loving thing that night certainly isn't for husband to want what he wants. So it isn't just a question of total openness in marriage. It's also a question of showing your love, maybe, by thinking of what's best for the other rather than what I want here and now tonight. And this is what really helps to build a marriage, to see that someone else is concerned enough about you that they will wait to express their love in this way and express their love by waiting for you. It has to be this kind of loving the other person enough to say no, too.
You see, sex doesn't stand alone. It says something. The fact of sexual intercourse can be a brutal assault, rape. And that says, I hate you, I'll destroy you, I'll use you. It can be pure recreation. It can be exploitation. It can be that husband on Friday night who comes home from a bad road trip, lost every sale he tried. He's really goofed. He isn't sure he's got a job. He doesn't know where he's going to get the next mortgage payment from. He's depressed. He's a failure. In the intercourse that night, his wife is saying to him, I think you'll make it. I trust you. I love you. I want to give you strength. Go back and try again. That's what that intercourse said. And sometimes it's the little lady who is depressed and down and upset, and his tenderness and lovemaking to her gives her strength. Sometimes we at Mary's couples have been out and it's been a great night and I just got a bonus and we've come home and let's have a ball and it's just plain fun. And then it might be our anniversary night and we've been out together reminiscing our favorite songs, the greatness of the life we've known, and that night we can rise in our embrace to the magnificent heights of love that this union of ourselves totally can mean to us. It can testify to the magnificence of love, and it can descend to the depths of hate and degradation. Physical contact between a man and a woman is what it says. Your greatness in your sex life later on will not be because you've practiced sex, but because you've become a great person
and we arrive at the time for the first heart-to-heart talk. For the mother now, her daughter will menstruate, the first girl in a class will menstruate at age 9, and surely the first one in her little gang of girls will menstruate by 10. So take your daughter aside by age 9, or at the very latest by age 10, and give her a very brief, sketchy outline of menstruation. Maybe she's just straight up and down, but you want to get 2 points across to her. This is a normal process that occurs to all women, and mother knows about it. So you can come to me and ask me questions. Then when she's beginning to develop herself a little further along, talk to her again. Give her more detail on what the menstruation is. The emphasis is on it's normal. We'll talk about it, sure, where the sanitary belts and Kotex and so are, and give her this feeling of a personal bond of woman-to-woman talk. Now, when you've told her what you want her to know, you might give her a little booklet to read, such as World of a Girl or It's Great to Be Growing Up. Now, these books are not in place of what you tell her. They are in addition to what you tell her.
Now, the pre-adolescent boy is talked to by his father, or should be. Again, in our culture, mother has done most of this, and we think that this is rather unfortunate. After all, this is the story of manhood, and mother really can't tell it as well. If she's a widow or living without a husband, that's another story. But if there's a daddy in the house or Uncle John next door, then ideally, this is a man-to-man talk, the first man-to-man talk. And here again, the boy, 2 years later than his sister, dad takes him aside, and we talk about the changes in the boy's body. You enumerate what's going on. His penis is lengthening, his scrotal sac. He'll be having erections, and now the story of the wet dream. Now, tell it in any way you want, and if you don't know the technical words, that doesn't make any difference. You're telling him what you know this to be. And you simply tell him the wet dream is normal. He will be having it. This is the seed that he's known about, and that is, he is not married, and therefore this is an overflow of the excess seed, and that's all there is to it. And what of masturbation? This is something highly charged with individual opinions and religious pros and cons. It's something we've terribly messed up in the past. And we would tell each of you now to teach your own moral code on this, by all means. But let's, for heaven's sakes, not teach an overabundance of guilt. If we teach a lad that he'll go insane or be impotent because he masturbates, and then he masturbates, and he's still not impotent, then he knows we've lied. And so he disregards everything else we've told him. We can teach a code of right or wrong, if we so believe on this, without setting too impossible a goal of perfection. We have to remember that almost universally, teenage boys will masturbate, at times or frequently. And if we tell them it is absolutely wrong and you're worthless if you do, then we crush this lad when he fails. Give him a goal if you wish, by all means. Don't speak in terms of you will be, but say many boys do this, or even most boys do this. But what we try to do is save this. This is important. The immature lad does this. The boy who has a certain amount of self-pity. And when you're grown and a real man, then you'll be able better to control this and save this valuable part of you for your wife and so forth. Give him a definite goal if you see such. Teach your moral code, but don't overload it. Okay, here's a good book, A Boy Today, A Man Tomorrow, to help dad prepare to do the job that he should do for his boy. Now, these were the heart-to-heart talks. Okay, originally then, it's asked and answered in a group. Pre-adolescent, it's mother-daughter, father-son in the heart-to-heart talk, or one or two or three of these. But now our children go beyond that into the years when they date and they relate to the opposite sex. And now they are young adults. And now who talks? Whoever is asked. Now it's son to either mother or dad. It's daughter to either mother or dad. Whoever this child now can relate to and come to, this is the one, and we do hope they'll be coming to us yet, because now they have really important questions.
For example, maybe you want your dating children to understand how the difference of reaction between boys and girls would be. Tell your daughter very simply, honey, for most women, it's nice to be cuddled and hugged and loved, but not too much of this for most boys can be a plain sexual arousal. Remember that you're tuned different. And for you, if the more you cuddle and snuggle, maybe he thinks this is encouragement for him. Understand what the differences are and let them know that each one bears a real responsibility toward the person who they go out with if they really love them and want the best for them.
And don't hesitate for a minute as a dad to talk to your daughter. You know, if dad would mean to tell his daughter that he thinks that she should wait till marriage for sex and be convinced of this, how would she find out? Well, she'd read it in books. She might find it out from church, from school. And these have their value, and they're good enough for most. But think of the impact if dad would take his daughter aside and tell her that he thinks it's wise for her to wait. That your mother and I believe sincerely that you will be happier in your marriage if you wait. And give the reasons, not just the moral reasons, although these are important for you or you, but the psychological reasons of happiness later on. He who strays around before marriage is the one who finds it easier to play around outside of marriage. This business of experience and learning is not necessarily a good precursor toward marriage, because this is an act of love between just you two. And how anybody else does it or how you did it with someone else doesn't relate. It's how you two, in your lifetime, learned to blend your bodies totally, your minds and hearts, in this action of singing, I love you. But dad talked to daughter, has an impact, I'm sure, five times.
You all know that VD is double what it was 10 years ago. You all know that it is in a rising crescendo of infection, irrespective of which side of the railroad tracks you live on. In all socioeconomic strata, it is rising. We are faced with new strains of resistant gonorrhea, particularly, that are almost incurable. Let me give you an awful one I had not too long ago. A young lady of 18, whose boyfriend was just back from Vietnam, gave to him her virginity. She came in to see me 2 days later, and she complained of some burning urine, did not tell me of her encounter. All I did was check her urine, found an infection, and treated her with a heavy dose of sulfa, which would have been adequate treatment for this. She came back in 3 days later with a red-eyed mother and the red-eyed daughter, crying and upset, and it tumbled out that she had had an intercourse on Saturday night. The sulfa had been totally useless. I gave her penicillin the next day, having no effect at all. I added two more new drugs in double dose. The next day, we admitted her to the hospital. She was so swollen, we had to use a catheter to drain her urine. We had to feed her with intravenouses, and it was a week later before we brought this infection under control. The Vietnamese strain of gonorrhea is almost incurable in some situations. This old business of just going to the doctor and just getting a shot of penicillin is just a fairy tale anymore.
Thank you.
Yes. You can tell by the sound of that fan. It must be getting hot in here. It's the hot season. Once again, here at CITR. And everywhere. But the Student Union building is built like a fucking bunker. Like, it's impenetrable, this place. I mean, if some hippies decided, oh, let's take over the world, well, this university would be safe. It would be the last bastion of authority, I think. Because there's no way you could get in or out of this building. Especially if you're hot air, there's no way to leave. There's no windows that open. Like, why would you want windows that open in a building? Why would you even want windows? Except we've got one window here. We can look out in the hallway. The inside hallway. It's great. It's great. I love this building. Anyways, it's nice and warm here. It's, a noisy fan that you can hear in the background. It's 1 a.m. It's, what else? Oh, yeah, what did I play? Well, the last thing I played there was, where is that CD? It was off the, yes, Reich remixed album, the Steve Reich remixes. This one was Prover by Alex Smoke. Great track. Also heard some stuff I ripped off from WFMU, which was the old How to Talk to Kids About Sex and Why You Shouldn't Have Sex Until Marriage. Don't want to get any VD. It's nasty stuff. Anyways, gonna put on something that's a little different, a little change of pace, I think. Yeah, we're gonna hear some Quasimodo, and then, I don't know, after that, it's up in the air. Probably hit some YouTube stuff. And don't forget, you can give me a call. 822-2487 is the number. Until then, oh, I don't know what track I'm going to... Let's try Bus Ride. Quasimodo Bus Ride.
Uh-oh. Oh, Mad Libber comes old Willie. Watch out.
Good evening, mister. Ladies. Peace, praise God, a blessing unto the race. Speaking of love and peace and God.
You know the bus. Do you mind showing a little Christian kindness to me?
Well, sure, use the tape. I ain't got the knife.
You can ask the doctor, I'm a serious case.
Come on, bro, how about it? Get that taste.
It's a medical emergency, as you can see. I ain't no addict. Whoever heard of a junkie as old as me? I just want my taste. How about it? No. I ain't no dope addict. Whoever heard of a junkie as old as me? Please.
Damn, man.
Come on, folks. Damn. How about that, okay?
Sorry, man. I ain't got no change.
Nah. I see.
My story's sad, ain't it? Believe you me.
What about a little something to show your sympathy?
Just have a little pity, yeah?
Come on, folks.
Come on, folks.
Got a little boost for me? Would you believe that a woman used to belong to me? Yep.
Sweet and gentle from his lips of honey.
How about it? Please lay a little change on me.
Okay.
Nah, I see.
How about that taste, folks? Lay a little change on me, okay?
Oh, don't stop, man.
Nah, I see.
How about a little change, pretty please?
Okay.
Hey, I don't really have none, man.
No, Hennessy, Incredible Hulk, Corona, Heineken, Bloody Mary, Martini, Grey Goose, Vodka, Henny, Cavassier, Ripple, Night Train, Moonshine, Johnny Walker, Champagne, Brandy Red or White Wine.
You mind showing a little Christian kindness to me? Cause
sure, use the taste.
I ain't got nothing to hide. You could ask the doctor. I'm a serious case. Come on, please.
Come on, bro, help me get that taste.
It's a medical emergency, as you can see. I ain't no addict. Whoever heard of a junkie as old as me?
I see. A glass of anything.
No change, man. Sorry,
man. Muscatel, sherry, Bloody Mary, beer, heat, beer, brandy, gin, pretty please.
I have no change.
You see the fix I'm in. Pretty please.
I ain't got no change, man.
Anything to do.
Damn.
H2O?
A glass of H2O. Okay. I'm game. What's that anyway?
Water.
Oh, water. Funny. That's funny, folks. Bravo. Suck out of my throat. A straw. You trying to make a fool out of me? Your grandma. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Come on, B. Come on. Come on, B. Come on, B. Come on, B. Come on, B.
Come on, B.
Bruise for me. Trouble ain't no place to be.
Come on, feet.
Do your thing. Oh, now.
You on the whitey game.
Come on, legs. Come on, run.
He'll do what he say you done.
Come on, knees.
Don't be mean. Come on, knees.
Cause that ain't the first red you ever seen.
Come on, feet. Do your thing.
Come on, baby.
Don't cop out on me.
Come on, baby.
Don't give in on me.
Come on, legs.
Come on, cruise for me.
Anyway, the way I pick them up and put them down. Even if I got my name on it, won't catch me now.
Won't catch me now.
Never put us in some cold ass ground. Sure it's dark, never been out this way. Anyway, I'm safe and sound, but we broke the Olympic 220. Cross crunchy or something.
You're lonely.
Whatever happened to the sun, sure gone away. Sure blacker than a landlord's soul. Must have run all day.
Yeah. Must have run all day.
Must have run all day.
You and my bitch. Must have run all day.
Come on, feet.
Cruise for me.
Come on, feet.
Come on, run.
Cruise for me.
Come on, feet.
Come on, feet.
Come on, feet. Come on, run. Come on, run.
之就定第三三每之一两之一嘅夏比伯基组成几科讨论大为增力思想讨论八科精全认为比伯为出奖成立金耀讨论坛八比伯三大合并问题增力大合两位外大合约大合并问题会精全认证叫基大比平日生金耀话大学学院老师证金耀基系大约有一大科之就定第三三成立第三基组讨论八问精全认之一每个科正考中金耀入要成为科同下大同下之一学师生做大约有一基坛并同下为金耀命令八定八竞争大基精举表为大科中大约有一表增科金耀上金耀神圣三竞争八两应之一八保生力保八两之一的合并大应之后讨论同下中保水阳同阳两之成大保之一八三竞争大约有一大师生全部生力增之一正中基大应举表为八道对道科同力问题，第二有一科科会增力求成，同个科特性大会限机会增值，两中嘅合分出为金鱼，奖金鱼为机会大学成立，保送下大合大合大角色中为值，两大嘅会个机制成立力问题，又要第二有一要点奖为八，请考到大学学问问科三由中升金鱼同下月课出成，中课先要是生者合力同物成立，同个论金鱼成，中文文中嘅合影科先就定第三。
Yes, Fortet off My Angel Rocks Back and Forth. We heard the track My Angel Rocks Back and Forth.
By the way, Illmind Music is in the house. Give it up. From the boys, we're not mad.
Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics.
Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics.
Lord Quaz dropping shit like some horses. Irritate your mind state, have you split like divorces. Of course, it's the new breed fucking up the mainstream. Plus, we gon' gang cream. Keep doing the same thing. Elevating styles beyond explication. Turn up the notch, increase the amplification. Mad Lib got you bumping in your upper story while I drop the microphone. Mathematics, simple tactics, so I can back chips. Making backflips like when I used to smack chicks. Now I just back dips. It's like some people ain't got no mental sight. Try keeping it real.
You should try keeping it right. Cause understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics.
I was born in 1973. I got five brothers. We lived up on 9th Street. On the 22nd of December, my pop shot six cops, I remember. Never got caught, 10 stitches, got burned by seven. In the 12th grade, thinking about $1 million riches. On the 3-4, I broke about a dozen mics. On the 1-2s, I took out 100 crews. 365 days to a year, subtracted off your life. In 2000, that's the end of strife. It's like some people ain't got no mental sight. You try keeping it real.
You should try keeping it right. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Mathematics.
The Meek ain't
actually,
going
actually, I don't know if you're aware of this. We got a hold of, there's a clip. There's a camera in the car, the actual car. We have a clip of you. This is the actual clip, untouched by us, of William Shatner going 160 miles an hour. Well, let's take a look.
Everywhere I go, I always end up with a pocket full of CD demo tapes after clubs and my shows. Even though I sit back and listen to them with an open mind, I find that not one of them I can even press with one.
Kyle, you really work too hard. Every time I see you, you're digging and digging, and last season you didn't do too well.
Even
you know.
Niggas in limos passing out their demo, claiming that they just like mine. Check this shit out, you know I know your info. So we do the 6 demo tests and roll it out. By the time we pass the third song, throw it out. Get that shit out of here.
Maybe if you let it grow naturally, you'll accomplish much more, dear.
Time and time again, I hear the same story.
Let me tell you how it's done, child.
But when I pop it in, me and Dilla just laugh, do the math.
If you work all day, and your heart ain't in it, so why get up and get all mixed up in it? 'Cause all your work will be in vain, or is life a losing game? You only reap just what you sow.
Good morning, sunshine.
Damn.
Good morning, sunshine.
Yo.
Good morning, sunshine. Good morning, sunshine. Good morning, sunshine.
I ain't the cat y'all saw yesterday. At least I mean by tomorrow I won't be anyway. Whole new ball game, whole new day.
Buggy, don't it?
Your overgrown headlight. I asked you for the last time. Why you so unkind? How many years in time I asked you since you baked this blue? You don't look out for us more than you do. Curious, huh? Curious yellow, ain't ya?
No, it ain't religion.
You know I don't go for that chosen few. Amen.
I just testing you. Rain.
That sure is lame. You must be got stone lost my brain. Rain. Hey. That sure is lame.
Good morning, sunshine.
That y'all saw yesterday. At least I mean by tomorrow I won't be anyway. Whole new ballgame.
Whole new day.
Curious, ain't ya? Curious. Yellow.
My aunt Emma.
She drowned in that boat on
Labor Day.
She on a big white yellow hat.
It was all yellow. Brand new.
The hat was green. And she was too.
Everybody's dead.
When they found her.
Like some old Titanic.
'Cause she didn't come up right away.
Reverend Coleman
said it was to punish her
for a fast way.
But he always talked like that anyway.
That can't be contradicting.
Trying to scare folks to grease his trade. That's what my Uncle Leroy used to say. And Emma was always a practical one. In the family anyway. Then she reached in her pocket and gave
number. They're gonna hit today. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. I ain't the cat you saw yesterday. At least I mean by tomorrow I won't be anyway.
Whole new ball game.
Whole new day.
First thing I'm gonna do is send down a box load of roses to have them put on Aunt Emma's grave. Next I'm gonna buy myself some shades. So if I'm out in the day, I won't have to look at you. Last time you and that Garmin District Cadillac gonna trump on me.
Thank you.
Mahalo. Aole pilikia.
No problem.
Aole pilikia. Mele.
A song or a chant.
Mele.
Mele.
No.
Consult wise men on life's questions, no time for second guessing. Seconds past the form, decades. Pores mixed on black cassette tapes. Back spun on wax, we learned to crossfade. Risk quick from trips, we threw with dice games. As life changed, I maintained the basic mental. Reduced the stencil. Life was once resembled Renaissance. Because fraud would take it from hands of true gods. Take it from hands of true gods.
Right, that was Dalek off the new Abandoned Language CD. We heard a track called Paragraphs Relentless. Before that, we heard Fortet. Oh yeah, I already mentioned that. What else did we hear? I heard some more Quasimodo off of The Unseen, and off The Further Adventures of Lord Quaz. We heard Conan O'Brien talking to William Shatner remix. Yeah, and now it's more Dalek off Absence. The track's called Ever Somber. Oh, I remember who I forgot to mention. Secret Mummy, we heard off of Hawaii 5-0.
Temple tempted tap trigger. Must contend with this disease, mind and drown liver. Cradle, soul, eternal type land of two rivers. Considered quite embittered by whole corrupt system. Bled fists in the tent when words weren't heard. Never one to feel blessed. Beliefs are all blood. Breathing nocturne, tone ever somber. Must be meant to wander. Vocal soul will get conquered. Days none to calmer. No wealth to squander. My lower class stronger. Can't suppress anger. People can't handle speech. East with timbre, tongue full like hammer on those who slander. Success, that's what's up, yourself, just for sacred. Making eyes on these spots,
listen to me. Eyes out of the face, and we see the returns. Know the roots on our shoulders. Asymmetric hatred only feeds apathetic. Volatile focus turn thoughts kinetic. Never knew your happiness could just be injected. Felt to clench your teeth, hurt all infected. Childhood resurrected with no mention. We never add time to subtract from life's sentence. Why divide God in three sections? Some find them uncut in glass vials, son, no difference. Frail existence, veiled world depicted by those still addicted to deities received into Venus. Believers remove pure addiction in attempts to deceive us. The last attack Christians, acts of contrition lost in translation. People lose patience with words that sound vacant. Atrocities blatant, by hands of forsaken. The fortunate find core essence awakened. Success, that's for subjects of riches forsaken. Recognize of these lies, seek sense of vacant. Eyes out of the face, only see that they turn this. Know the roots on our shoulders. Success, that's for subjects of riches forsaken. Recognize of these lies, seek sense of vacant. Eyes out of what we've only seen, what we told us. Look the words on our shoulders.
Thank you. Here we are in the pineapple maze. No, no, we're on the other side of a wall. It's just...
Shizzle dizzle.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
Mahalo. Aole pilikia.
No problem.
Aole pilikia. Mele.
A song or a chant.
Mele. Mele.
Ground Welcome to Outer Space Ways Incorporated Solar System Tour. Our first stop will be the International Space Station. Until then, enjoy your flight.
The Planet Man.